Thank you for calling our staff fiber. My name is Frammy. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, yes. I'm sorry I didn't catch your name. My volume was too low. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Frammy. Who am I speaking with today?
I'm trying to understand your name first. Could you tell me your name without saying anything else so I can get it correctly?
Oh, yes. Frammy. S-F as in Frank.
Okay.
Yes.
I think I heard it. Frammy.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm calling because I have a new account with you. I will tell you I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the phone. I had to hang up on someone the other day because they were bringing me in circles, and I will not stand for that. That's why I went with you, not Spectrum.
Yes.
And I'm prepared to hang up already because I think it's going to be too complicated and should be simple. I'm going to tell you once what I need to do. I don't need any explanation. I'm going to tell you what I need to do. And if you can't do it, I'm just going to hang up. I set up the account, ordered the service online. Before I processed the order and put in my information, I called this number. I asked them very detailed, specific questions to understand the process, because it did not tell me what to anticipate as I went through each field. I did not want to build in my information without knowing what would happen concerning payment. They said to me I would have an option when I go through it online to select if I want to pay now or if I want to be billed. And then I could specify the details for billing, have it automatically debited, and choose the date that it would be debited. So I said, okay, I went through the process. Your system did not give me an option. I put in the information, I ordered the service. I was told that I would, when he installed it, he said, I said, the billing date, what's it going to be? He said, oh, well, you can sort that out with them. He had no idea. I got an email from you guys saying, thank you for the service. Everything is installed and completed. You will be, the bill, the amount will be debited from your account on the 5th of the month. And then a few days afterwards, I got a message from you guys saying that you tried to debit my account and it was declined. You can't do that. You guys cannot randomly, I don't care. I don't want to hear a process or an explanation. I need to choose the date that it will come out of my account. Can we make that change now? I don't want a history. I don't want an explanation. I don't want you guys to ever try and charge my account without me determining what that date is going to be. Can you make a change in your system for the date monthly that it comes out of my account? That's my question to you.
Yes, we can make that change for you. To bring up the account, can I have your name, please?
Yes. It's Victoria Langley. Thank you for listening, and thank you for just answering directly. I had to hang up on someone the other day because she kept going in circles. I don't need explanations of the way you guys work. That doesn't matter to me. What matters is the way I work with my money and my choice. So anyway, so I appreciate your listening.
No worries. I completely understand. Ms. Langley, because I'm in your account, I need to verify. Can you please verify your address for me, please? The address of service.
Yeah, 35 Bruin Avenue, Bruin, apartment 203, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Perfect. Thank you. And what is the email address that we have for you on file?
VictoriaWildLangley@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for verifying that information. Let me just, let me see what, one moment. Uh, Okay, so your due date right now is on the 7th of the month. You want to change that due date?
Well, so now I want to investigate what's going on because I don't trust that you guys aren't going to try and pull it out of my account on a random date. I got an email saying it would be the 5th of the month. Then you guys sent me a message saying, oh, we tried to debit your account, and it was denied. Hold on just a minute. Let me get into this.
Okay.
So annoying. It's so annoying when things are supposed to be simple. You guys aren't paying me for my time. I shouldn't have to be bothered with this. Things should be clear and consistent. All right, bear with me a moment. I'm not saying you. I'm saying
no, it's okay. No
company.
Worries.
All right, hold on. Let me find Archtop. Okay. I got a message from my bank that on November 26th, you guys tried to debit $69. That's not okay. I didn't authorize that. So I got a message from you guys saying prior to that, hold on. Mm-hmm. So this totally sets up an environment of distrust with my banking information. In order for me to save $10 a month, I have to be in a state of complete distrust with your company because of this. And I need to verbalize this, and I'll ask you to share it with them because this is not okay. It's my money. So you guys can't just randomly play different games with people's money. Different things were said when I spoke to someone on the phone from what I encountered on the website when I was setting up to have service. So that, first of all, is not good. Second of all, what I was told is not what happened. And you guys have randomly charged my account. So these inconsistencies are not okay. You know, I don't want to leave my banking information with you guys because I do not trust you guys at all now because it's my money. I also am not getting the full gigabyte of service. I'm getting like 200 megabytes, and this is a problem. You know, I'm paying a lot of money. I'm supposed to get a gigabyte of speed, and I'm not getting that. So I'm just... Hopefully you can document that and send it to whoever you can send it to let whoever know that it's not the service that I was promised, and there's already problems with you guys tapping into my account, and the only way I can save $10 is if I blindly give you my checking account number, and you guys have already violated access to my account and given me totally wrong information. So... I don't know what to say. It's not, you know, maybe it's not worth $10 a month for me to have to deal with you guys having access to my checking account.
Okay.
I think
Ms.
that's
Stanley
probably
may...
the answer. No, you know, I think that's okay. The answer. I think it's not worth selling out to waste my time. I've already wasted more than $10 value of time. Because of the inconsistency. So what I'm going to do right now, I think I made my decision. Just hang on. I think I have to do this, and I'll do it while you're on the phone to make sure. Let me get into my account, hopefully.
Ms. Lally, I'll be able to explain as well if you allow me to
explain. I don't want an explanation. I want no explanation. I don't need something explained to me that's very clear and inconsistent. I don't need my time to be wasted anymore. I'm going to go into my account with you on the phone. Archtop portal. Maybe this is it. Let me log in. I had to give a pastor to email me an authentication. Sorry, bear with me just a moment. This is no reflection on you as a person or representative. It's oh my God, I can't believe this. An authentication code. Oh, here it is. You guys should do it via text, not email. Let me just get in here and do what I need to do in my account and then make sure it's confirmed on your end, and then I'm going to hang up. And then I'm going to give you guys a bill for my time, and I'm serious. Okay, payment, report a pay, payment history, profile, add a profile, unbilled usage, latest invoice, payment history, auto pay setting, electronic check to update your account. I want to delete that information. You can no longer have access to my checking account. It's not worth $10 a month. And you don't give me an option to delete it. And that is wrong. That is like mafia. And that is like stealing from people and holding them hostage. You do not give me an option to delete. That is very wrong. That actually infuriates me. You guys need to change that. You need to let people delete their banking information. You cannot hold people's banking information hostage. There's no option for me to have control over my account, my own bank account, in your system. That is wrong. And that, I'm going to tell you guys right now, is I'm going to report you to the Attorney General. I'll do that too, but the Public Service Commission, because that is wrong. You cannot hold people's banking information hostage. You need to let people delete their electronic checking information if they choose. You cannot hold it hostage. That is really, 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 it's a corrupt tactic.
So, you're able to delete it.
No, let me finish. No, I'm not going to let you say anything until I want you to. And it's not personal. It is a total distrust in your company because it's my money. My money. And you're not letting me control my banking information in your system that I said to put in there, that I put in there. I should be able to remove it. And if that drops down, if that makes my bill $10 more a month, that's my choice. But you guys cannot hold people's banking information hostage by not letting them have an option to delete it. So now, and I don't mean to be unpleasant to you as an individual, you're representing a company that is messing with people's money, and that is not okay. Not you, but the fact that they're doing that. So now that I've said all that, I'm going to give you as Archtop a choice or an option, an opportunity to let me know, is there some way that I don't see when I go into auto pay settings, I don't see any option for me to delete that banking information. Is there an option that I perhaps don't see? Just a yes or no.
Yes.
And if there is, okay, thank you. Could you please tell me where it is? I don't want anyone to do it for me. I want to have the control myself. So could you please tell me where?
Right under where your account information is, it should say click here to update your account information.
There's nothing that gives me an option to delete it. It says continue, and it says checking or savings. I'm not updating. You can no longer have any access to any account of mine, checking, debit card, nothing. I will make my payments myself monthly. If there is nothing in here that says delete information, nothing. It gives me an option to continue or to close, and that is it, and to save. So no, there is no option, not on my end.
Okay. One more thing. If you unclicked, you see the paragraph where it says, I, Victoria Langley, authorized Ashto Fiber. If you unclick that.
I did that just a moment ago.
Let's be able.
Yeah, and it's not even clicked right now because I clicked on change information. And so it's giving me an option to change, not to delete. So that I authorize is not selected because it thinks I'm going to change with new information for you guys to keep. So what I'd like to do now I have to cancel. I can either continue or close. If I hit continue, it doesn't do anything because it wants me to enter information. So I'm closing it. Do you want to discard changes? Continue. Let me just see if I can save if I hit continue and don't fill out anything. No, it insists on me putting in something. Okay, so I'm going to close. Yes. All right. So what? Okay. Yeah. All right. I did that. I tried that again. Close this window. Yeah, because I tried that again. And it thinks that I'm not done. It thinks that I electronic check. Doesn't even give me an option for a different payment method. Bank account details. Hold on. So I unselected that again. It won't let me close it. It says, do you want to discard changes? All right, let me see. Okay. Let me see what happens. Let me refresh. It should have an option, delete banking information. It should be very simple, clear, and direct. All right, let me see. Yeah, no, it's still selected automatically. It still has my banking information. So, and then it gives me an option for a debit or a credit card. You are not allowed to have any of my banking information ever in your system. I will be in control of my money. And if it means I don't pay $10 with you guys, I don't care because you have no right to have access to my bank account information, debit, credit, or checking account. You cannot have it. So could you remove my checking account entirely? And every month I will make a payment and pay for my bill.
Okay. I'm sorry. Would like me to remove the checking account information, Ms. Landy?
I would like you to remove the checking account entirely. You guys are not allowed to have any banking information of mine in your system. You have totally violated that privilege. And you have, not you personally, you as our shop, and you guys have totally violated my trust with you guys. So. Just to make it clear, and you can please share this information with whomever, because if it's an oversight and they can make adjustments, good for them. But it looks like they're more interested in holding people's banking information hostage and trying to sell that option for $10 a month, savings, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it for someone else to have access to my account and not let me control and to randomly try and charge and not give consistent information from the start. So you guys lost that privilege.
I understand, Ms. Landy. I have removed the checking account information. I'm going to refresh my account here, my screen, to see if you're able to see the change on your end, okay?
All right.
Okay, one moment, please.
Okay, let me refresh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, let's see what happened. Okay, so let's see. Total due $0. So you just charged my account. You just charged my account. And you didn't have a right to do that. I just revoked the right to do that. You guys are really problematic. This is not okay. Hold on. This is not okay. Hold on a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Really screwed up. Payment history. Let me see what you guys do. You said November 22nd you applied. I didn't have the money in my account then, and I didn't give approval then. I was supposed to choose a date, and on the 26th is when you guys tried because my bank notified me. And, of course, there wasn't money in my account then because I wasn't prepared for payment until the beginning of this month. So I don't know what you guys are up to, but you cannot try to debit my account again. You did not get payment on the 22nd. I did not have money in my account. I don't know what to tell you. But already there's a problem with my money. Don't mess with anyone's money. And a problem with the speed. I'm not getting the speed I'm supposed to get. So hold on. Let me just see. Let me see, payment history. Nothing was paid on the 22nd. That's a lie. You guys have a problem with your system, and you guys need to get it updated. You need to correct it. It's not okay to mess with people's money. I don't care if it's $10. You're not just messing with money that you're accessing in my account. You're messing with my time because I spend all this time on the phone, and I spoke to someone the other day, and the time I spent on the phone previously. So, it's not okay. Okay, there's no information there. I'm going to hang up now, and I'm going to bill you guys for my time. Thank you. You were lovely. It's not a reflection on you. I got to go.